It is easy to forget that even the faded scribble-scrabble of our sidewalks tell stories. Just consider the one outside of 2903 Q Street, up in North Church Hill. Etched into the concrete are the footprints and autograph of Richmond's very own Bill Bojangles Robinson, the greatest tap dancer the world has ever known. Bojangles made these marks in celebration of a new theater named in his honor. The Robinson, as it was known, opened for business on September 29, 1937, amidst thousands of revelers who jammed the streets to witness history in the making. At the event were dignitaries from the city, Virginia Union University, and the National Association of Colored Women. Screen star Freddie Washington appeared in person. Shirley Temple wired her best wishes. And even Bojangles, who had been unexpectedly detained by rehearsals for the Cotton Club Parade, wrote to say that although he was in Hollywood, his heart was in Richmond. The theater featured ultra-modern projection and sound equipment in a dazzling neon marquee. Though it surely had competition in other quarters of the city, the theater was considered to be a landmark in the transformation of North Church Hill. Old-timers still recall with pride the Four Corners on Q, a thriving commercial area for dry goods, clothes, confections, and, of course, movies, music, and other talent at the Robinson. Just around back of the theater, obscured by time and history, is the yard from which car number 28 made the nation's first successful electric trolley trip on January 9, 1888. And across the yard is the old railway depot that for a time was one of Richmond's most revered jazz clubs, rivaling those that lined the Deuce in Jackson Ward. The Robinson was operated by Abe Lickman, who also operated the Hippodrome, the Globe, Maggie Walker, and Booker T. Theaters in Richmond, the Howard and Lincoln Theaters in D.C., and a chain of other so-called colored playhouses in the Mid-Atlantic. Lichtman also owned the Washington Bears, an all-black basketball team that went 41-0 in 1943 to clinch the World Professional Basketball Tournament. An incongruous champion of the black community, Lichtman was reportedly held in such esteem that his theaters were untouched during the riots that followed the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. Q Street is a different place these days, but its many hints of treasure remain. From behind a construction wall, the Robinson will soon rise to new life as a community arts center, and with it perhaps the soul of the Four Corners. From the faded scribble-scrabble of the sidewalk, I can almost hear the rat-a-tat-tip-tapping of old Bo now.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. Met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked at me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life. Talked of life. He laughed, slapped his leg a step. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.